Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining me this beautiful Tuesday evening. This is the day that the Lord has made, so we will rejoice and be glad. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose it to spend it with us. And for that, we don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. We are so grateful and thankful that you chose to spend it with us. Tonight's topic, guys, I tell you, everything about this show is centered around pushing you into your purpose and your passion. And so tonight's topic is living a life of purpose. But before we jump into the show, we want to thank our sponsors tonight for sowing into this fruitful ministry. We have April Graphics. They're a graphic design company. They take care of your graphic needs, everything from logos, banners, flyers, letterheads, invitations, business card designs, newsletters, and photo shoots. And they do videography as well. April Graphics is spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A, F is an Frank, X is an X-ray, and it is also all of our sponsors have Facebook business pages, so you can pull them up out there. We have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design is your one-stop shop to everything that your heart desires that needs to be customized. So if it's your vision for T-shirts, mugs, pens, pencils, and so much more, look up uniqueexpressionbydesign.com, or you can go out to the Facebook page of Unique Expression by Design. We have Three Hearts, One Beat, Inc. Three Hearts, One Beat, Inc. is your certified life coaching. They have life coaching, health coach, instructor, and CPR classes. So if you need life coach or CPR classes, you can visit threeheartsonebeat.com, and that's everything spelled out, threeheartsonebeat.com. And their Facebook page is Love, L-U-V, your, the number three, heart. And also Jesus on the Mainline, Prayer CD by Valerie Lee. And Valerie Lee allowed God to use her to birth that CD from her women's prayer group called 15 Minutes with Him. And so Jesus on the Mainline can be purchased through Amazon, CD Baby, Tidal, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes. I tell you, go out there and support this great woman of God. I had an opportunity to be a guest to pray on her women's prayer line about a week ago, and I just tell you, God is so faithful, and she has so many beautiful, beautiful people that was on that that's on that line and just looking for a word from Him. So I thank God for her and walking in her giftings and being a blessing to the body of Christ. And so we want to thank all of our sponsors, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, taking care of all your hair care and beauty needs. And finally, Inspired Jewels for You. That's Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com. And that's your affordable $5 paparazzi jewelry. That's Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U. Thanks again to all of our sponsors for sowing into this fruitful ministry. We bless God for you. And so, guys, tonight's topic again is living a life of purpose. So you want to make sure, guys, you share the page that we had on Facebook, tell them that we're live now, tell them to join on in so that they can listen to this beautiful, beautiful guest as God pours out in her and shares this word from Him through her. The topic, again, living a life of purpose with Lucretia Cargo. We're so excited about what God is doing through her. And so we want to bring Lucretia on with us. Welcome, welcome to On Fire Inspire. How are you this great evening?
I am blessed. Can't complain. How are you this evening?
I am great. I am great. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So the topic tonight is just, well, we're gonna, before I go there, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire Inspired family.
Okay. My name is Lucretia Cargill. I am a wife. I am a mother of two. And I am also a seven-time self-published author. I'm actually on a mission to empower, encourage, and inspire all individuals to start walking in a different direction to get a different result. I'm a founder of a women's empowerment group, an inspirational group called The Divine Truth, and also Discover Your Purpose on Facebook, which are both designed to empower and inspire all women to discover their purpose in God and to just start walking in a different direction to get a different result. My straightforwardness and genuine lifestyle will attract different social organizations and institutions that can and are ready to handle the truth.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Help them handle the truth, find out who they are. Help them out. My sister, help them out.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, so this topic itself, is, I know, is near and dear to your heart because it comes, you know, as a really heartstring for you. And so the topic of living a life of purpose, what does this mean or what does it say to you?
Well, to be honest, I never really understood the concept of living until I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And when I was placed in a position to conquer the sufferings for following Christ, and my thinking and actions began to have purpose behind it. At this point, I'm no longer moved by situations around me, but I stand in a position of victory. And I must say that this position, I must say that this position is very challenging and difficult when led by the flesh, because God gives us everything that we need when we decrease and allow His Spirit to increase in us. Every trial and tribulation begins to get easier when your flesh aligns up with the will of God. So I had to really understand that in order to really live for God and really to walk out my purpose in Him, I had to die to my flesh on a daily basis. But you have to understand that being chosen by God, it's better than any promotion, any offer, any materialistic item or person in this world. Because when you choose to live for someone who is greater than anything or anyone on the earth, things inside of you begin to transform, and you will be pushed in a position that's bigger than you. So if you look at it, you will begin to know how Jesus felt on earth and understand why He saved us from sin. Because every story in the Bible, if you it will make sense to you, and the Word of God begins to take place in your life. So even on the flip side, you know, some people tend to view, you know, your life through a status or pictures, not even knowing what it takes or what did it take, you know, that it takes a lot of dying to your flesh in order to live a life that is pleasing unto God. Because, you know, our flesh is existing inside of us, and the only time the flesh can live is when we allow it to override the Holy Spirit. So God will not override our will. That's why we have to surrender every part of us to Him. And you have to push past your fleshly desires and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Because at this point, I say, well, when I stand before God and at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left. And, you know, I could say I used everything that God gave me.
Amen. Yes, completely making sure that all gifts were activated and used to the fullest, in the fullest capacity. Amen. So, Lucretia, what would you say that your mission in life is?
I think I had said it in the beginning, but my mission is actually to make an impact on the world. Even in my group with the Divine Truth, with, you know, I have over 2,000 women in the group. It's called the Divine Truth. My mission is really to help others transform their mindsets, you know, shift their mindsets and to look at things differently from the spiritual realm. Because if we can get the mind right, then everything else is going to fall into place, you know. And, you know, if I could, you know, just try to be a light, because that's what we're supposed to do, be a light unto other people. And being able to shift your mindset, that's when you can actually start walking in a different direction to get a different result. I even got to the point where in my life, you know, I was living a repetitive life cycle. And I said, okay, Lord, it's something else that you want me to do. You know, I'm just not, you just didn't create me for me to get married, have kids, find a job, and just die. No, there's something that you want me to do. You know, there's a purpose. God has a purpose for us all. And in order to really find our purpose, we really have to dig deeper into the Word of God to really understand what our purpose is here on this earth, because we all have a purpose. God has a specific mm-hmm. purpose for each of us.
Amen, amen. So what was the motivation to start living a life of purpose for yourself? Because you said that, you know, you were tired of this repetitive lifestyle. Was it being tired of the repetition, or was it bumping your head on the same walls? What was it that made you say, you know what, enough is enough? What pushed you into that place of saying, I got to live a life of purpose?
And you know what? It was the repetitiveness. It was the repetitiveness, mm-hmm. and I was not prospering. I look back over my life, and mm-hmm. I saw, you know, that I was living a life, even if it was different people, from friendships to relationships, it could have been mm-hmm. a different person, but it was the same thing over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I bumped my head like 1,000 times, you know, mm-hmm. to really just understand that God really had something better for me. God really had a specific plan in mind. He had something for me to do. And mm-hmm. I understand that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. See, God knows exactly who is allowed and who's going to do his work for him.
Right.
You know, you have to surrender and you have to allow God, you know, within yourself to be able to do what needs to be done. And, right. you know, it's, you know, I know you've probably heard before, like if God tells you to do something, you better do it. You know, you have mm-hmm. to obey the voice of God. But if you don't obey the voice of God, guess what? If you don't do it now, eventually you're going to do it.
That is so true. So true. Believe me, I'm thinking.
You're going to do it eventually. Yeah. And, you know, I really came to the conclusion that you would have to live a life at once of, and I came up with three levels, and one is really survival, which means, you know, okay. that's actually the lowest level is the survival level, because if you look at it, most people live in the survival mode. They get by in uh-huh. life. They're not really living. They're just existing, and
right.
they put in their time. They may punch the time clock, you know, and live for the weekends, because you just have people who just live for the weekends. They never really have any major goals or major drive in life. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people don't understand that success and prosperity comes from the Lord. Most people are in that second level, which is success.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that is because, you know, a little higher level, it's called the success level, because when you focus is on really paying off, if you look at it, if you have a mortgage, paying off of the mortgage, or establishing a comfortable lifestyle, and, you know, yet that these levels does not satisfy. It doesn't satisfy, mm-hmm. you know, your well-being and what you're called to do, you know, with the Lord. And I look at it, the third level, which is significance. It's significance is when you know why you're here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have, as I stated earlier, you have a purpose in life. You know that your life matters. You know that there is meaning behind what's going on in your life. People enjoy significance, know what on earth that they're here for. And we need to move from success to significance, because purpose flows mm-hmm. out of values. And every time we make a decision in life, we are filtering that decision through our values, whether we're conscious of it or not. And values affect everything that we do, because we all have values, but often we haven't clarified them or examined them. And a lot of times people may ask, well, where do you get your values from? You know, we can either pick them mm-hmm. up from our parents, from our peers, from, you know, books, mm-hmm. magazines, music we listen to, or even from the society in general.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays it's just all about the media, the music, or other people, or, you know, television. But the Bible actually tells us that the values of the world are very well known and they have not changed. So we are going to get our values in life from one of the two places, the world or the Word.
All right, now, you better say that. You are so right. You are so right. And so many people are caught up in the lavish ways of the world. They're allowing it to cloud their vision. Do you agree?
I agree. I totally agree.
So what do you think that's keeping people from living that life of purpose?
Well, That's the thing. It goes back to the worldly view. A lot of people are looking at different things from the worldly eyes, from the worldly view. Like, you know, God equips us by delegating talents and spiritual gifts to us. Everybody has a talent and a gift and ability to do something. And a lot of people don't understand. They don't know what their talents are. They don't know what their abilities are because they're so used to doing what they're used to do. And if people will really get into the Word of God like they're supposed to, I mean, I stand on Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. A lot of times people will limit their own abilities because they don't know what they're capable of doing. And even in Jeremiah 29:11, when it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future," we have to believe in God. And that's where the belief actually comes in, because God is not just the starting point of your life. He is the source of it. And I tell people anytime, a job is a channel, but God is the source. He's the source of it all. So when you to discover your purpose in life, you must turn to God's word, not the world's wisdom. You have to build your life on eternal truth.
Yes. You know what? Now, you said a mouthful right there. You have to build your life on an eternal truth, because he is that eternal truth. And so many people, I don't know if they know it or if they're just, I don't know what to describe right now. But he's an eternal truth, and they're so caught up in religion and tradition. Can we go there?
Go ahead.
Can we go there? So what would you say to a person that's saying that they want to live a life of purpose, but they are stuck in a place of religion and tradition?
I'm going to be honest with you, because knowing is not enough. We must apply. And if you look at it, willing is not enough, because we must do. When God is revealing when God is revealing bits and pieces of your purpose through the seasons of your life, you have to remember that even if he has told you how you will ultimately serve him, it doesn't mean that the fulfillment of your purpose will happen in a straight line. And that's what I had to understand as well. Because instead, you might feel like you're going in loops and circles, like you're wandering. But, you know, you have to understand that this is okay, because God won't waste any of your experiences. If you look at it, Romans 8:28, and all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And even if some of the circles seem unrelated to God's calling, he will weave them into his purpose for, you know, anyone's life, for your life. And if you look at it, rest assured, he is still in control and will perfect that which concerns you. And that's in Psalms 138:8, you know. And a lot of times people are really looking at it from a religious view, because if you just take a glance at how God has left us with a wealth of knowledge in the Bible to help us. And the reason why, you know, I want to share this knowledge of what has been revealed to me through my own personal lessons that I had in my life. Now, I must admit to you, I don't have all the answers, but I can really point them to the source that can help them find their God-given purpose. I believe to live a life with both passion and purpose, in which we must continue to learn who Jesus Christ is and what he says our purpose is in life. So if we can understand who we are and whose we are, then, you know, just like I'm going to use this as an example. In life, we have to have a passion to do, even if you're working on a job or even if you want to run a business or own a business, you have to have a passion to do that. Like even in my jewelry business, I have a passion to sell it because that's what I love to do. I love connecting with people. I love helping people. I love serving people. That's my passion. So you really have to be dedicated, you know, to what you're doing. And, you know, having that passion takes it, you know, plays a big major role in that as well.
I agree. So you've written 7 books. Now you've authored 7 books. What inspired you to become an author? What inspired you to move into that role? Because, you know, we have many gifts, but what inspired you to move into that place?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I never thought that I would actually be a writer. I even had times where when I was younger, I used to write poetry all the time, and it just used to flow. But I never just really took it to the extreme and say, hey, I'm going to take this to another level. God allowed me to go through a lot of different trials, a lot of tribulations, a lot of struggles, a lot of hardships, a lot of different things that I had to go through in life to really understand. And I totally understand why he allowed me to go through those situations to get me where I'm at right now. It took a life-changing situation for me when I got out of a bad relationship that I went through, and this is when I first wrote my first book, Consult God First. It's dealing with relationships and marriages and, you know, how to wait for who God has for you. And this is when my journey began. God really inspired me because I knew that he had something for me to do. And when I put my thoughts into my writing, you know, I look at it, it's not about me. It's about, well, God just didn't have me to write these spiritual inspirational guides for nothing. It's a purpose for that. And that goes back to, you know, everything we go through in life has a purpose. And, you know, when God allowed me to go through that bad breakup and relationship that I had, it really inspired me. I just started writing. Because what I went through in my situation, I refused to sit back and see other young adults or other women go through the same thing that I actually went through. So that really inspired me. My test that I went through was a testimony for other people, and God allowed that to happen. So at first, you know, I was kind of afraid to put it out there, you know, because I felt, you know, what are people going to say about me or, you know, she's telling the truth. But, you know, because sometimes, you know, my mom said, look, don't give people a stick to bust your own head, you know. don't give no one a stick to crack your own head. But at the same time, I had to really dig deeper into the Word of God and just ask for his strength and courage to get that information out to the world, because a lot of people needed to hear my story. A lot of people needed to, you know, no book is compared to the Bible. But I do believe God blesses us, you know, with these spiritual guides that I have is a reflection. It brings out the truth. It makes you see things from the spiritual realm. It makes you think about your life from all different areas. And I'm covering all areas, you know, in your life, or whether it's dealing with relationships or dealing with your faith or dealing with your purpose or dealing with deliverance. I mean, it's just coming from all different areas. And I thank God for allowing or for using me to be able to inspire other people over the world to see things from a spiritual view instead of from the worldly view. And that all goes back to shifting their mindset.
You know, one of the things that blessed me was you said I allowed my test to be a testimony to help others so they wouldn't make the same mistakes. And that in and of itself speaks so much volume, because so many people don't want to be transparent. They don't want to get naked and help somebody else because they want people to think they got it together, you know. Because you see so many people, especially women, they just look so beautiful on the inside, on the outside, but on the inside they just so tore up. They're just bleeding, you know. And you allow that place of pain to actually birth your purpose. And so I commend you for walking in obedience in that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
so
ma'am.
So you told us the first book was entitled, what was the first one entitled?
It's called Consult God First.
Consult God First. Love it.
Yes.
Love it. And, you know, truth be told, we need to consult him on everything because, you know, in some cases, you're not to connect with people. Even in business aspects, some people don't have the heart that you have. And so they may have ulterior motives. They may just be crooked, you know. And so you need to consult him on all things. I know there were some things that, you know, I've always have a heart of helping people. And I was getting ready to do an event. And one of my friends said, well, did you ask God, were you supposed to help out with that event? And I said, you know what, I didn't. So let me go ahead and consult him. And the Lord told me no. He clearly told me no, I didn't tell you to do that. Yes, you want to help everybody, but I didn't tell you to help this person. And so we have to seek him in everything, you know.
That's right.
Because you're not to cast your pearls before swine. You know,
that's
you're
right.
Gifting your gifts or your pearls. So
mm-hmm.
We give God praise. We give him praise. Now, how do we get these books?
They are available on Amazon, but I also have a website where they can go directly and get an autographed copy. It's at www.lucretia, LucretiA, Cargill, CarGill.com, and that's www.lucretiacargill.com. But like I said, it's there, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Kindle, eBooks, iTunes, they're all over. And the second one is called The Faith Walk. The third one is called The Power of God.
Okay.
The fourth one is called The Spiritual Battle.
Okay.
The fifth one is called Deliverance is My Testimony. Yes, ma'am. And, you know, it's, you know, deliverance is my testimony. So that's my story, you know, within itself. And then I also have personal testimonies in there as well. Well, I was allowed to share other personal testimonies because a lot of times, you know, those, you know, people don't understand that sharing your faith can help somebody else along the way. They can be going through that same situation that you've been delivered from. And that's our mission. When God delivers us from something, that's our mission, to help somebody else become delivered out of their situation. And then the other one that I just released is called A Woman Clothed in Strength. A Woman Clothed in Strength. And that's just, you know, teaching women how to find strength and dignity in the Lord, you know, because we're all precious. You know, we as women, you know, we're powerful. We're stronger than we think. You know, if we can, you know, get our minds right, then that would also be the type of people who we engage with. And I just want to reflect back also on what you said about we must consult God in everything that we do, and that is the truth. But sometimes, you know, we leave him out of our friendships, we leave him out of our marriages, we leave him out of our relationships, and we wonder why they don't prosper. We wonder why they don't prevail. You know, we're supposed to consult him in everything, but we exclude him out of those pieces. You know, it's just been a great experience for me. I started this journey in 2016. And, you know, it's nonstop. So, you know, sometimes I just wanted to say, I'm tired of writing. But something says, no. Every time I turn around, people are saying, keep writing, keep writing, keep writing, keep writing. And, you know, I just finished 3 books, but I haven't released them. So that will be my 10th book. I haven't released them yet. I'm working on it. And, also building my brand with my self-publishing company so I can help other people birth their stories the right way.
Yes. Amen. Amen. You're right, the right way, because when you don't know, people will take advantage of you. The Lord showed me that as I was doing mine for the first time when I was, you know, did mine several years ago. So, yes, ma'am, I tell you, I'm so proud of you and so happy that you are walking in your purpose, living a life of purpose, and helping others do the same. Was there anything else that you wanted to share before we open the lines up, see if anyone has any questions or comments?
Yes, ma'am. I want to say this one last thing.
Go ahead.
I can talk all day. Lord, please forgive me.
Have your way, honey. Have your way.
Especially on this topic. I just want to let the listeners know that the purpose of our lives is far greater than our own personal fulfillment. And go back. I missed one book. I do have a book that's called Discover Your Purpose, and that's just helping you to discover your purpose in God. But the purpose of our lives is far greater than our own personal fulfillment. It is far greater than our peace of mind or even our happiness. It is far greater than family, career, or even wildest dreams and ambitions. If you want to know why you were placed on this earth, you must consult God. We were all born by his purpose and for his purpose. Purpose is the essence of life. It directs us in the course of our journey through life. So a life without any purpose is like being lost at sea or lost in the desert. When your purpose in life is not the same as the purpose of God, even though you may have a purpose, you are still lost because a wrong purpose directs you in the wrong direction. You may be going somewhere, but it's not where you're supposed to be. Our salvation through Jesus Christ leads us to our true purpose in life. And without Jesus Christ, a person is lost and therefore has no true purpose in life. So as we surrender our lives to Jesus, he leads us according to his purpose. We may not fully understand God's purpose, but through faith, in him, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Amen. Totally. I'm glad you shared that, because that first statement you said, the purpose in our lives is far greater than our personal fulfillment. That's a powerful statement. The purpose in our lives is far greater than our personal fulfillment, because sometimes people get so caught up in, well, you know, being happy and this, that, and other. Is it fulfilling God's purpose and plan for your life? Because if you're fulfilling the purpose and plan for your life, it's going to be a fulfilled life. It's going to be. You know, people get hoodwinked by things, by their emotions sometimes. So, yes, I'm so glad you brought that out. So very glad you brought that out. Yes, ma'am. Now, we're going to open up the lines for questions and comments. If any of this has sparked a question for you, or if you just want to make a comment on anything that's been said up until this point, and the creature, you know, the Lord placed something on your heart at any point, just feel free to share, because you're at home, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So, guys, if you're listening at by the phone number of 929-477-2178, press option 1 and we'll bring you live to ask a question or make a comment. Now, if you're listening by internet, you'll have to actually dial in to participate in the discussion. But the number again is 929-477-2178. And press option 1. We're going to bring you live for questions and comments. Again, if you have a question about anything that's been sent to this point, if you have a question about the topic, anything, you have, this is the time to ask. This is our question and answer session. I love to open the phone lines up like this. Sometimes people utilize it. Sometimes they get a little shy. But it's not about shyness. It's about everybody being helped. And we actually have a caller. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Welcome to Home Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi there. This is Ms. Jones. How are you all doing this evening?
Great. How are you, Ms. Jones?
I am awesome. I tell you what, I'm sitting and I'm listening to your guest, and I can feel her passion through her words and her sharing her experiences. And then she comes and she motivates us and she encourages us, and she backs up with the word of God. I just call in to say amen, amen, and amen, amen. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much for dialing in, because, you know, a lot of times people don't realize that as you're the person that's constantly pouring, just to hear those words of that right there, that did that for me, or that blessed me, whatever it did for you, just saying that gave her so much more, you know, I'm sure, because I know it does for me personally, because you know what God is telling you to do, and it helps you to understand that it touched one life. Even if it only touched one person, there's one person that you said, I did what he called me to do today.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We had another caller. They had pressed one, but I don't see him anymore. There they go. All right, here we go. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You're live with Lucretia and Aaliyah.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm okay. My name is Tamala Jones, and I was calling, I was listening in. I just tuned in, and I'm so grateful for Ms. Lori. It means so much to me that she shared her story through her books, and I read one of her books called Consult God. That is a powerful mm-hmm. book. I wish that all women could get one.
Amen. We bless God for you, and thank you so much for sharing. Lucretia, are you still here?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, I think we lost her.
Because
it looks like we lost her. But she said your first book, Consult God First, was a blessing to her, and she felt like every woman needs to read that. So we bless God that she shared that, because your transparency blessed her, and your obedience also, because it blessed her and so many others that you probably have not even had an opportunity to know that you've been a blessing to them. So we praise God, because out of the obedience, so many lives are being touched. Amen. If anyone else has a question or comment, the topic tonight was living a life of purpose. And I tell you, Lucretia has been a blessing. She's spoken life over each and every person through her testimony. That is her way of life, is speaking life. Lucretia, everybody calls me Miss On Friday Inspire because that is the name of my book that I released.
Okay.
In two more days, it'll be 4 years ago in 2 more days. And so that's the name of the book. And then
what's
7 months later,
again?
The show is her. On Friday Inspire, like the show. So the book
okay.
is birthed, and then 7 months later, the show is birthed. So people call me Miss On Friday Inspire, but my nickname for myself is the Purpose Midwife, because I have to help their people understand that it's already on the inside of you. What I need to do is help you push. So what I got to do is coach you and tell you, hey, push, it's time to deliver this baby. Because push, there's somebody waiting for you. Push, because it's there. It's time to deliver. So I just give God praise, and you just remind me of myself and the passion that you have for doing what God has called you to. So, again, I commend you. I commend
you. Thank
you so much, Bella. You are so welcome. Guys, if you have a question or comment, we are taking questions and answers at this time. If you are listening via the Internet, you will have to dial in at 929-477-2178. Or you can press, and you press 1. If you are on the line listening already by that number, you press option 1. We'll bring you online with us, and you can ask a question or make a comment. But it's just such a blessing, some of the things that have been shared to this point. I've been trying to take notes. I try to take notes and place them in the event, because as people go back, sometimes they just need something, a point of reference, to help them remember some things, or, you know, the things that stand out for them. And one of the things, the last thing that I posted was that you allowed your test to be a testimony to help others so they wouldn't make the same mistake. And that's how Consult God First was birthed. And I need to add that part to it. And then you also said with living a life of passion and purpose, you said learn who Christ is, what he says, who you are, and whose you are. Girl, and then I'm loving this. A job is a channel, but God is the source. And so you've given so many powerful nuggets, and I love to be able to try to capture what you're saying and post it for those who are either listening live or they go back and listen to the recording later. They're able to go back and see this. And, you know, sometimes you have to see things more than once. because as you're walking in this journey of living a life of purpose, you need to continually feed yourself, you know, things that are positive. And I tell people all the time, be very careful and mindful of what you're feeding yourself, because if you're feeding yourself garbage, that's what you're going to get out. But if you're constantly intaking the word of God, you're constantly feeding yourself everything that's positive, then what you're going to produce and what's going to come out of you is what you're placing on the inside of you. And so, you know, I tell people all the time, you got to be careful even with watching TV and listening to music. What are you feeding yourself? Because you're feeding your spirit man as you're putting that stuff inside of you. So, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. So, guys, we have Ms. Lucretia. This is Lucretia Carter on the line with us this evening, and we're blessing God for her. Lucretia, I tell you, you have authored 10. You've got 3 more that you're waiting to bring forth. What does it feel like as you look back now and you're saying, wow, God, you know what? I wouldn't have saw me doing this time 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You know, when you go back and you just kind of look back, you're like, do you ever say, wow, God, only you?
You know, I have my but God moments, and I look back and I say, okay, I tell people, I say, you know what, I look back over my life and the lifestyle that I used to live, because people get to the point where they so used to what you're used to do. And I tell you, you know what the key word to that is? Used to. You know, God, I don't stay there. When I look back over my life, I don't stay there. I reflect on it and I say, okay, God, you know, if God is no respecter of person, if he can take me, God can use anybody. He's not looking for the perfect ones. He's looking for those who he can use, you know.
Yes.
And he can take you from rags to riches and will give you beauty for your ashes. And you know what? I say, you know what, God? You know, just looking back, oh, my God, just keep using me, Lord. Look, I'm like, I'm loving this. Keep using me, Lord. You know, no matter the attacks from the enemy, because he's coming. You know, he knows he already have lost me. So that's why he's attacking those around me, from my children to my family, you know. But I understand the battle that I'm in right now. So I got to keep my mind stay focused on God. And when you said, I'm reflecting back on what you said, you have to be careful what you take in. I surround myself with spiritual music. You know, I don't listen to all that garbage. You know, I stay into my word every day. I wake up on the word. All through the day I'm in the word. At night, even in my sleep, I'm thinking about the word. So, like, you know, I thank God. You know, because a lot of people are, I have to be spiritually fed. It's just like food, real, you know, food, you know, in order for us to live, we have to have nutrition. We have to be fed. We have to, you know, take on, you know, the you know, we have to have water and all that good stuff to survive. So in order for us to look at it, we have to be spiritually fed. You don't want to be spiritually malnourished, because a lot of people are spiritually malnourished instead of spiritually fed.
Right. So. Now, you said a mouthful on that one. Spiritually malnourished. There are so many that are walking around here needing an IV. A spiritual IV.
Yes, ma'am. I'm telling you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, so, you know, I try to, you know, stay focused. You know, you have to focus on God and everything else going to fall in place. You know, no matter the distractions, no matter, you know, what you're dealing with, you know, you don't let those circumstances that you're going through, you know, take away your focus off God, because, you know, you just have to. And I tell people, you know, in this life, we are going to have trouble. We are going to go through a lot of different things in this lifetime. But, you know, and I always ask God just to, you know, just use me in a way. It doesn't matter. You just use me. Whatever you lead me, I will follow, you know. And I am an inspirational speaker as well. To where now, I'm sorry, I left off something. I just became a woman speak leader as well, which means I'll be helping women find their inner voice. because you have a lot of women out there who are afraid to speak up. They're afraid to, you know, take control of their life as well. So I'm trying to build my circle with that as well. And I'm also a Christian blogger, just to throw that in as well.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I tell you, you are walking in your many gifts and you're doing it well. And again, I commend you because you are the voice for the ones who don't realize that they have a voice at this time, that don't realize that they're already victorious. So I thank God for you and your obedience as you continue to allow him to use you. You hadn't even begun to scratch the surface of it, but we're not even going to go there.
Because I would be talking all night long on this Rona radio.
Glory to God. But it's refreshing to be speaking with someone who loves the Lord and understands what your purpose is, what the plan is of your life, and then to be transparent to the point of the fact that I don't have it all, you know. I don't have all the answers, but guess what? I'll seek my Father and get them for you. You know, because so many people see the finished product, but they don't see what it took to get there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. And you know, I'm not there fully, but you know, it took some pain, some discouragement, some heartache, some trials, some tribulation, some suffering. But I tell people, you know what? I would rather suffer and struggle inside of Christ than suffer and struggle outside of Christ. It's a difference.
And you know what? And he don't want us to suffer and struggle. So guess what? That's not our portion. So we don't even have to worry about suffering and struggling, because that's not of him, you know. There are some things that we will be tested with that will be allowed test, but as we finish it, we already know at the end result is that we win, we're victorious. I'm just so grateful and so thankful that you are doing his will, doing his work. And you know what? You saw in last week's show, the Lord wouldn't allow me to use to select any of you guys. I had several guests that you know, I have been supposed to pull out and but I'm led by my Father. And last week he told me that that the show was going to be the two of us, but he didn't give me the topic until the day of. And so when I tell you, you have to be still enough to hear him. And guess what the topic was? Don't lose your focus. So when I tell you all over last week. Don't lose your focus. And so he gave me the topic. He gave me, had me, you know, get into my word and just, you know, spend some time with him and be able to deliver to the people what he was saying, to remind them that, hey, yes, we're at the end of May. Yes, we're in middle of 2018. But guess what? It's not time to give up. It's not time to throw in the towel. It's time to put it in overdrive. And it's time to pick up the momentum and get it done. No more excuses, no more procrastination, no more delay. It is time to stop existing, and that's one of the premises of this platform. He told me a month before the show, he said, tell the people that it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I called them to. And so I just so give God praise, honor, and glory for it. I give him praise, honor, and glory for that. Well, last call, guys, for questions or comments. If you're on the line, it's 929-477-2178. You just press option 1 if you're on the line. If you are listening in on the Internet, you're going to have to dial in. Again, that number was 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we will bring you live for your questions, answers, or comments. Questions, answers, or comments. But it's been a pleasure and a blessing. Tell us how we can follow you, Lucretia.
Well, I do have, you can follow me on Instagram as Arthur_Shaw. I am on Instagram. I do have a Twitter page. I did see, I can post the links into the group as well. You also can, I do have my Facebook, Lucretia Cargill. You can follow me on Author Lucretia Shaw Cargill. That is my direct page. So I'm just look me up on Facebook or any social media site, and you can find me on even Twitter. I got back to Twitter as well. So I'm all over the place. And also my website, LucretiaCargill.com.
All right. Well, did you have any final words for the listeners?
Yes. Look, I just want to let you know that a lot of times, and this is just my final words to the listeners, a lot of times we as individuals don't know why we are here on this earth. But I want to let you guys know that, again, that God does have a plan and purpose for us all. So we just have to tap into our purpose and just know that God provides us all with skills, talents, and abilities. And he will use those talents, skills, and abilities to prosper you in everything that you do. So start walking in a different direction to get a different result and allow God to use you because he can use you. And when we allow God to use us, he's going to use you. So you got to get ready and be ready. I pray that everybody will have a clear level of understanding on how God can use you. And I pray that he will give you the sense of direction you need to answer your calling. Be blessed.
Amen. Well, thank you again for joining us tonight. We look forward to hearing back from you again because I know that this is just the beginning. You have yet to scratch the surface of where he's taking you. So continue to walk in obedience. And you know what? Don't even like you're not doing right now. Don't even get caught up in emotion. Don't get caught up in what you see. Get caught up in by the Spirit. Just continue to move forward. Just continue to move forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again. We are so grateful for you tonight as you have shared with us. We pray blessings upon your business and your books and everything that God is calling you to in this hour as you bless the lives of.
Thank you so much, Ms. Butler. Thank you again for giving me the opportunity to come on.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Guys, if you missed any of this powerful interview, you want to go back and listen to the recording on the On Fire to Inspire. It will be available in about 5 minutes of the show ending. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/On Fire to Inspire. And it will be under the topic of living a life of purpose. I'm telling you, she has given us some powerful nuggets, can just, you know, make you hit the ball home, you know, own out the ballpark, because many need to be reminded of so many of these things. It's time to stop sitting on your hands. It's time to stop just going in those circles. She said she was tired of the repetition. And it's time for you to get tired of the repetition. It's time for you to get tired of not seeing fruit being produced, because God has called you to be victorious and to be fruitful. If you're not seeing fruit being produced, then it's time for you to do what he's calling you to. No more running, no more fear, because that's not of him. He's already equipped you. He's already validated you. He's already purposed in your heart what he's placed on the inside of you. So my prayer for you is that you walk in obedience. You seek him and say, God, you know what? I don't know what you want me to do or how you want me to do it, but I surrender it to you. For you to do your have your will, let your will be done in my life. For you to be glorified through my life. Some people may not go to a church, they may not open up a Bible, but they will see me and they will see my life. And so they, when they see me, I want them to so see you. For you to be glorified through everything that you place in me to do and place in me to say that someone's life has changed. That's your my prayer for you as you're listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening. On the internet, listening to the recording. Guys, we are celebrating my 4-year anniversary and just about 2 more days, my 4-year anniversary of the book On Fire to Inspire. So make sure you go out. You can go out to Amazon or you can email us at onfireinspire@gmail.com. The book is only $10. The Lord actually, I didn't plan on writing On Fire to Inspire. I promise you I didn't. Didn't plan on doing this show either, but I walked in obedience because this was the assignment that the Lord gave me. He said that there were too many lives tied into my obedience, and so I stopped giving him excuses, and I started giving him my heart and said, okay, God, how do you want me to do this? What do you want me to do? So that book It's called On Fire to Inspire. Again, you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, or you can go to Amazon. I can send you an autographed copy if you email us. And I tell you, the Lord was waking me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to encourage, empower, and just lift you up. There are pieces in there, like the very first piece I think is my favorite piece. It's called The Chosen One. There's another one called Pregnant with Purpose. There's another one called Triumphant, one called Redeemed, one called When Will You Answer His Call? Because many of us, you know, we got so much going on, and it's like, are you still enough to even hear that he's calling you? You're pregnant with purpose. You're pregnant with the things that he's birthed on the inside of you, and it's time for you to let that thing come on out because somebody's waiting for you. So we're going to end the show tonight listening to Pregnant with Purpose from my audio CD. Because On Fire to Inspire, the book, is actually available in paperback, ebook, and audio CD. So we're going to listen to, we're going to close out with Pregnant with Purpose. Here you go. Pregnant with Purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion. That was Pregnant with Purpose from the On Fire to Inspire audio CD. Guys, it is time for you to birth out the things that God is calling you to in this hour. It is time for you to live a life of purpose. No more existing. It's time to start living. We will be back next week, same time, same place, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, inspiring you to live a life of purpose each and every day. I love you guys, and we'll see you next week. On fire.